97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. Death will get slightly more costly under new fee increases from the Wood County Coroner's Office. The Wood County Board signed off unanimously on increases to cremation and death certificate fees at their December meeting.
The coroner's office is not some place that is, you know, profit driven or profit motivated. It is somewhere where we need to break even for those services. And as those costs have increased from all the providers, we have to cover those costs.
That's Wood County Board Chair Lance Plimmel. He and every Wood County board member voted to pass these fee increases. Plimmel says without them, the coroner's office could face a potential budget shortfall. The increases are modest. Death certificate signing and cremation fee permits will go up by $3 each, from $112 to $115. In total, the fee increases are expected to add another $3,700 for the coroner's office.
We were fine this past year going in, but as we see increased costs on cremation and all those other services, we have to adjust our costs to be able to cover that.
In a memo recommending the change, Wood County Coroner David Patton said the cost of everything from body bags to postage is increasing. Still, he says the increases will keep Wood County, quote, in the middle of the pack, unquote, when compared to other funeral homes. As of December 2nd, there were 1,103 deaths in Wood County. The coroner's office signed 284 death certificates and 829 cremation permits. At the same meeting last month, the Wood County Board also approved a plan for releasing opioid reimbursement money and another plan from the Highway Department to buy property. The Wisconsin DNR is hosting 6 career fairs across the state in January and February. Attendees will have a chance to speak one-on-one with current DNR staff. You'll be able to ask questions, explore a variety of natural resources and environmental protection roles, and learn how to apply online as job postings become available. There's no age or educational background requirements, and you don't need to pre-register. The 6 career fairs will be held in Spooner, Woodruff, Oshkosh, Millador, Milwaukee, and Fitchburg. The first is held in Spooner on January 17th from 10 to 3. You can find a full list of dates and times for these career fairs at dnr.wi.gov. The Winter Free Fishing Weekend is coming up in January. The Wisconsin DNR is hosting the annual event on January 17th and 18th. This free fishing weekend gives everyone an opportunity to give winter fishing a try without purchasing a fishing license, trout stamp, or salmon stamp, with only a few exceptions. Bag limits, size limits, and species restrictions remain in effect. Most trout streams are open, but there are several that remain closed to fishing. For the trout streams that are open, only artificial lures are allowed, and you must release all trout that you catch. If you plan to keep other caught fish, review the DNR's safe eating guidelines, as there are consumption advisories impacting some water bodies throughout the state. Remember that ice safety should be a primary consideration, and no ice is ever 100% safe. Check with local bait shops and fishing clubs for ice conditions before venturing out. The Aspirus Home Delivered Meals Program is still looking for volunteers to help deliver hot meals to people who can't prepare meals for themselves. Volunteer coordinator Anne Marie Ott says they deliver 50 to 60 meals daily, Monday through Friday.
It's just a really awesome opportunity to be at service. You know, it's about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours max, depending on the route you have and where it's located.
Each volunteer can commit to as much or as little as they have time for. Meal deliveries are ready to be eaten right away or refrigerated to reheat later.
They're delivered with kind of a TV dinner style, kind of microwave dinner style, kind of container that's sealed while the meal is hot.
Volunteers can also let hospital staff know if a client needs additional help.
The other beauty of the program is that some of these folks that are elderly and live alone, it's also an opportunity for a wellness check, because sometimes we've had situations where a client, when our driver got there, had fallen. And so we were able to call emergency services for them and get them the help they needed.
Ott says these volunteer delivery drivers are sometimes the only person checking in on clients daily. They receive training on what to do if they find someone in need of medical help.
Not providing the medical care, but getting the medical care there for them.
If you're looking to give back in 2026, Ott says this is a rewarding way to help in the community. You can contact Anne-Marie Ott at 715-421-7963.
Trevon Diggs is now a Packer. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Defensive back Trevon Diggs is in Green Bay and practicing with the team. The 27-year-old cut by the Cowboys after five seasons in Dallas. Diggs says after he got the call from the Packers, the first person he called was his friend and former teammate, Micah Parsons.
He told me, you know, it's work. It's a lot different. You know, he said, I'm going to like it a lot and I'm going to enjoy it. And so far, I've been enjoying it a lot. My first day was out there today and, you know, I had a lot of fun. And, you know, it's a great, great thing to be here.
You want to play Sunday? Can you play Sunday?
Yeah.
The Packers play the Vikings in Minnesota Sunday at noon. Matt LaFleur has decided to start third-string quarterback Clayton Toon and rest Jordan Love and others to get ready for the postseason. Basketball tonight, the Bucks at home against the Charlotte Hornets. College hoops, the Badgers host Purdue tomorrow night at the Kohl Center. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 15 this afternoon, with wind out of the west-northwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to around 7 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, maybe a little light snow with a high near 20. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.